With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business, commenting on the political landscape right now. If this was television, we'd say we were in summer reruns. What we have now are two leading candidates of the two major parties, both of whom have certainly been to the rodeo many, many times, and they're looking to go to the rodeo one more time. I mean, former President Trump and President Biden, former Vice President Biden, President Biden. And yet, there is a hesitation that I find in Elizabeth Peake's new column, because the majority, the vast majority, the vast, vast majority of Americans are neither right-wing conservatives or left-wing progressives. They're not even in the middle. They dominate everything. Liz, how did we get to be a place where people with less than 10% on either side of the extremes are commanding our authority? What happened to us?
Well, I will tell you my version, which is that because of gerrymandering and a lot of political manipulation, we have very few House districts, political districts in our country that are up for grabs. There are very few places in our country where being middle of the road is acceptable, where reaching the majority is a requirement. And I think that's actually a tremendous problem, John. There are so many, for example, you take New York. Most New Yorkers, I don't think, are on board with a lot of stuff that's going on in New York. And yet we keep hiring, if you will, or voting again and again for people who are extremely progressive because those districts are not up for grabs. Democrats know that they are never going to lose those seats. And so it tends to invite the more progressive candidates to apply. So what we have is the vast majority, I think it's like 30 seats in the House are truly contested now out of what, 400 something. So we have very few places in the country where, again, people have to attract the moderate voter. And what we're looking forward to in 2024 is a repeat of the 2020 election with Trump v. Biden being the choice available to voters, even though 70% of Americans don't want Biden to run again and 60% don't want Donald Trump to run again. So that's just really a horrifying prospect. I mean, this is going to be an election where people stay home because they are so disillusioned and turned off by the choices available. So you have this group, No Labels, which is saying we're going to provide an insurance policy. We're going to raise $70 million with which we will get on the ballot in every state. And if that does turn out to be the case, Biden versus Trump, we will come up with a centrist platform, somebody like Joe Manchin, Larry Hogan, other moderate Republicans, moderate Democrats. Although I have to say my mind reels at trying to come up with a list of 10 moderate Democrats. Presumably there are some who could be an acceptable alternative. And the interesting thing, John, they've done enormous polling and found that Americans are not just unhappy with the political situation across the land. We know that from major polls, you know, 60%, 70% thinks the country is going in the wrong direction. That is also true in every single state in the union. So they ran a model of a centrist candidate, asked people, you know, would you be up for voting for not someone neither on the right or the left, but someone in the middle? And that candidate, that fictitious slate, won in a landslide. Obviously, that's very hard to model. It's very hard to prove that case. But there does seem to be an appetite. And by the way, when voters these days identify as Republican, Democrat, or independent, we now have 41% of the country saying that they're independents. And that is by far the majority of younger voters. So this is something that's taken hold. I think No Labels is the only group really out there trying to figure out what it means on a national presidential level. I think I'm not endorsing it, but I think it's a very interesting thing to take a look at. Some of my friends, some of my colleagues have done that and are very impressed that this actually could be a meaningful item in the 2024 election.
The logic is that a third party, splintered third party, costs the election for fill in the blank. For example, you went to the Ralph Nader example in 2000. The allegation was by the Democratic Party that Ralph Nader, well-intentioned and maverick, cost Al Gore the election. That is possible, and you can't discount it. But then again, choosing a candidate you find unacceptable is not candor. It makes a person alienated to do that. So you
absolutely
you would turn away from the process entirely.
Well, if we want more of our country to be represented in our political process, if we want the majority making the decisions about not just who our candidates should be, but about legislation, you know, I think the parties have to start paying attention to the fact that, by the way, their polling is horrible. Look at the polling on the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. They're not popular. I mean, there's definitely an appetite for another choice. And whether that will show up in the 2024 election or a later date, I would imagine it's going to become a bigger issue as time goes forward.
Elizabeth Peake, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, writing about No Labels. It's an idea more than a genuine threat to win the majority of the Electoral College. But here we are in reruns.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.